Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Back in the 1950s, Robert Hyde of Fellsmere did a lot of hunting, not for sport, but for survival. He brought in turtles, otters, frogs, wild pigs, and more.
Even gators. We took the gator hide, and we sold it. We took the gator meat, and we sold out. One woman in town had a refrigerator set on her back porch for me to put gator meat in. It was the mayor's wife.
How did you catch gators?
Three-footers you caught by hand. Fours and fives, you'd shoot them with a 22.
This was out in the Stick Marsh, right?
North Marsh, Stick Marsh, all the marshes.
Your backyard?
No, I never did have a gator in my backyard. Well, we had airboats. Some of these guys were commercial frogmen, and that's all they done. They made their living. The federal families doing that.
But for you, it was a supplement, right?
Part of the time. But then if I was out of work, then it would be a full-time thing. Yeah, I caught as many as 130 pounds of dressed frog leg one night.
130 pounds? How many frogs is that?
That's about three corn sack full.
Three jumping sacks, right?
Yeah.
Boy, I bet it's noisy in those sacks.
No, the time they got packed in there, they didn't make too much noise. It was a rough life. Sometimes it was cold at night. Sometimes it was raining. It was a terrible way to make a living, I'll tell you.
What about hogs? There were a lot of wild hogs, too, right?
Oh, yeah, you could get them when you wanted them. That was our hogs. You know, didn't belong to a cattleman or nobody.
They were, yours were the taking, right?
They were.
Did you sell the meat, or was it for you and your family?
You more or less done a lot of trading. You trade venison for beef. You trade hog meat for beef. You done a lot of trading.
It was really like the frontier in a way. And this was in the, what, 50s?
Yeah. It was a pretty rough way to make a living, I'll tell you that. Also, we would take these old turtles. We'd get a whole bunch of turtles and go to town and sell them. And that was part of your income.
That would have been gopher tortoises, right? Land turtles?
No. It was out of the canals and stuff. It was plenty of deer. You could find deer on the side of the road and everything. We used to go out on 512 and shoot a deer and throw him in a car and come home. Of course, you had to have a headlight to see him.
Then did you dress him here at the house?
Oh, yeah, right out in the backyard. Didn't have no refrigeration, so you give part of it away.
Oh, you didn't have refrigeration at that time in the 50s?
You had an ice box, but you couldn't put very much meat in.
An ice man came around every once in a while?
He did that, and he'd eat your food up, too, while he was putting the ice in.
If you weren't looking?
Yeah, but you shared with your relatives, you shared with your neighbors, and when they'd kill one, they'd share with you. Another thing, it was, mustard greens? Go out and get a lot of wild mustard. You wouldn't starve if you wanted to find something to eat. It was just a lifestyle that you automatically had to survive.
Fellsmere resident Kathleen Johns says her late husband didn't do a lot of hunting.
His favorite hunting was squirrels, which he then gave to his grandmother.
Did she eat them?
Yes, she did.
How did she prepare them?
I don't know. All I know is he would go hunting a lot on Saturdays, and when he got home with the squirrels, he would dress them and give them to his grandmother, and I'm not sure how she cooked them.
Did you ever taste it?
I did, but I didn't care for the squirrels. They looked too much like a rat.
I've been speaking with Kathleen Johns and Robert Height, both of whom still live in Fellsmere in Indian River mm-hmm. County. You can listen to past Flora Days shows anytime. Just go online to WQCS.org, click on News, and then on the Flora Days tab. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.